I want to discuss with you today the Christian home, the church within the church, a little word spelled with four letters, but very vital to the life of any man or woman or any man. The home is the heart. You strike it and the nation dies. It's the apostle. Take it and the nation falls. London and Paris would be the object of attack in any war on England and France. The home is narrower than the church, yet wider than the church. He was born in the home of a poor carpenter in Nazareth. And yet one of the first things we learn is that he was obedient to his task. He had gone down to Jerusalem, and they lost him in the temple. When they find him, he's questioning the priest and the doctor. And yet, immediately, he goes home to be obedient to his task. We read he went down and came to Nazareth and was subject to his task. One of the signs, the end of this age, given in the Word of God, is disobedience of children. From a purely logical and political standpoint, when children do not learn obedience to constitute authority, the home breaks down, the church breaks down. In old Israel, God commanded any child disobedient to parents to be put to death. You say that's horrible, yes. But it's better that one perish than that the whole nation perish. Did not God carry this out in the life of his own son, Jesus Christ? He gave his son to die in order that many might live. God knew that Israel was to endure as a nation. Its strength must be grounded in obedience in the home. We should stand for that obedience of the church. Jesus went down to Nazareth and was obedient to his father. We cannot prosper as a church unless the children of the church are obedient to their parents. When Jesus enters upon his ministry, he gives a scathing rebuke against those children who claim that the gifts they gave to the temple excuse them from taking care of their own parents. The second lesson that our Lord would teach us is the fact that his parents brought him early to the house of God, and they taught him the scriptures. He said, "Suffer, little children, come unto me, and forbid them not, for of such is the kingdom of heaven." He healed the demon-possessed boy. He healed the widow's daughter, the widow's son. Every father and mother should make their house a place where the children meet the Lord Jesus Christ, where they learn to know him and study the word. The oldest school to teach the law was not in Rome or Ishbaham or by the Euphrates Sea. The oldest school was the school of mother's youth. A mother can deeply implant spiritual truth into the life of the child that others cannot take away. This made a close bond between Jesus Christ and his mother. And in the very last hour of his life on earth, he provided for her. If parents neglect these early years, there will not be the deep affection for them by the children in later years. The third lesson our Lord would teach us is by his presence at the marriage of Cana of Galilee. When they have the marriage, they invite Jesus Christ to attend. Later, he denounces the violation of the marriage vow, saying, "What God hath joined together, let no man put asunder." You notice he teaches, first of all, that God joined in marriage. To everyone who will have it so, the marriage is the union of God. God makes the home. Then if God makes the home, he has the first claim to that home. You cannot do, you please, in your own home. Here's the divine reason for the altar in the home. God made the home. And when you set up an altar, you recognize that you have this home because of the mercy and grace of God. Then a step further. Beloved, if God makes the home, anyone who destroys the home is an enemy of God Almighty. Any attempt to destroy the home is the work of Satan, the great enemy of man. Satan is the great home breaker. And yet, America is rapidly heading toward heathenism in the breaking down of the home. Satan knows that if he can break up the home, he struck the main sense, the nerve sense of the church and the nation. Jesus said, what God has joined together, let no